Each year, these fans make their pilgrimage to the center of Indiana. They come from around the world. They are joined in heritage only gained by almost seven decades of history.
Clark jets his way into the lead.
The pull sitter, Rick Mears, brings the field down. Harold Shelby has the Viper off of the course.
Well, good morning, Friendship. How are you this morning? All right, good. That's good. We have a lot of people out at the Indy 500 today, and we hope they have a fantastic time and get burned to an absolute crisp. So, I'm just kidding. If you're watching this, we didn't really mean that. But we're going to have a great time today. We are wrapping up our series, Pit Stop. Now, I confessed to you last week, I am not a race fan. I'm not a big person that understands all the different things that go on with racing. Some of you love it. Some of you are into it. Some of you actually do it. And that's fantastic. And you can correct me afterwards about how wrong I am. But I've done a little bit of research. And one of the things that I found out is the interesting part about a driver and their limited view and their ability to see what's actually going on around them. Especially in the bigger cars, the bigger vehicles. Of course, they got the helmet, which is, you know, huge and massive and supposed to be able to withstand the different things that might happen on a race course. And so that's big, and so it comes off their face, and so you've got a limited view there. But then on top of that, you've got the size of the vehicles and the size of the car, the things that are going around them. You've also got the safety harnesses and all the different equipment that restrict. And then you've got, of course, if you're driving, especially at the higher speeds, you've got the G-forces and that type of thing. And from what I understand, I mean, the pressure and the strain on the neck and the shoulders and all those muscles there, just to be able to kind of turn and be able to look a little bit, is really, really difficult. So there's blind spots all around the driver as they're driving. And so they have this thing called a spotter. I know some of you are like, duh, we know this, but I'm learning these things. And the spotter literally has the job of communicating, of being the eyes of the driver in the spots that he can't see. Because his limited